33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. What is a life worth? What are 1,119 lives worth? At last check, that's how many people lost their lives in the recent collapse of the Raina Plaza in Bangladesh. The 8-story building collapsed on April 24th. The building contained garment factories. Guess who works in garment factories? Garment workers. The situation is so terrible, it's hard to know where to start. There's no permit to build the 4 upper floors of the building. The day before the collapse, closure and evacuation of the building was requested because cracks were found. But supervisors of the garment workers said that the building was safe. And if you work for one company and didn't come to work, pay for a month would be withheld. Never mind that the shops and the bank closed immediately. They were on the lower floors. Now, raising the minimum wage for Bangladesh's garment workers is what a lot of people want. A panel has been set up to do that. That's good. Because of safety issues, 18 garment factories were recently shut down. That's also good. There have been public protests. That's also good. Retailers and international clothing brands can agree to a fire and building safety accord and make it binding. So there is hope. But I have an uneasy feeling that there could be a limit to reform and progress in Bangladesh. And that the limit is the pressures of capitalism, at least how it is operating today in the international garment industry. I mean, let's get real. In the garment industry, the price pressure is tremendous. Spend a little money to give workers more pay and improve their safety, then that means a product will cost more, maybe not a lot more, but more. And that slight price increase might make garment factories in Bangladesh uncompetitive. And limiting the amount of people on the floors of factories or giving regular breaks, well, that might mean deadlines would be missed. And let's add another point. The garment industry has been good for a lot of Bangladeshis. It has meant opportunities for women. Sure, opportunity and danger go together, but should greater opportunity mean a death sentence? Is that really the price of progress? Thanks for listening. Missed a past episode of Room 33? They're all there on my website, carltroutman.com. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.